structure. Section 115-34, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the corner of Liverpool Lane and Oxford Court. The 911 address is 37405 Liverpool Lane in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 1580. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, zero mail return. The applicant is seeking a 15 variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed and a 0.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot maximum height requirement for a fence in a front yard.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Sure. Jason Russo, 37405 Liverpool Lane, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
The floor is yours.
All right. So basically, what we said, I started looking at building a pool in the yard and looked at the traditional side of the yard setback and rear setback. Problem was that the property is actually zoned as full frontal property versus the side of the house, which is a little strange. If you look at the drawings, it's definitely the side of my house. If I have to guess, that this is the largest lot in the entire development because they were going to put a house on the corner there, and then they decided they couldn't. So I bought that property when my house was built. It was probably the fourth house built in the whole development. And with that, it doesn't really, they show a couple of trees. So I built trees all along kind of the property line there, kind of where that line is, and there's two little trees, you know, there. Yeah, so you could see that picture. All those trees were planted by me. So the idea is that the fence line will run on that back bed all on the inside of those trees that I planted. So those red flags I put there are where the 30-foot variance would be due to it's approximate, it's not exact. So it kind of, my plan was I want to use that whole part of the yard and then fence it off so that there's no landscaping inside. It'll all be the pool and be paved. That's pretty much it. You know, I could put probably a tiny pool in there, more of like I guess you would call a cocktail pool, which is a big bathtub maybe for me, but that's not really what I want to do. I want to have, you know, a pool that we could actually swim in. So yeah, from the aerial picture, it would take the entire, you know, basically that whole fence would run the whole back all along the inside and then over to the side of the house. But for me, it's clear, I think that's the side the side of the house. It's just, I think, a unique zoning for the property. I have submitted my application already with the HOA. The neighbor across the street is actually the president. We've been talking. This is the main entrance to this development, so everybody walks by this property. And walks their dogs along that sidewalk. I mean, quite honestly, the whole reason I've been there for 17 years, I haven't built it, is from a privacy perspective. You're not going to have a lot, especially with a 4-foot fence. I'd like it to be higher, but that's also the restriction for the HOA. But we're getting older, and swimming would help. So that's one of the main reasons we want to put it in. Questions?
The fence that you're talking about putting in, would that be about the same as what your neighbor has on the other side of you that I can see there?
Yeah, it won't be white.
But I mean, it'd be a vinyl fence at the height of 4 feet?
Yes, yeah.
Privacy fence?
Privacy fence. It'll probably either be, you know, a traditional black aluminum fence, or I haven't decided yet, or it may be like a slatted wood, you know, fence.
You said you had made mention to the HOA president. Has he given you any inkling of how he's?
Yeah, they're fully on board. They're going to abide by whatever decision is made here today. They have, you know, it's for them, it was a bigger scope, so they're just waiting. We just decided, let's get through this, but I think they're all, he just built a pool last year, so he's been through a similar process.
The row of trees that you have on the back of the property, are they coming out, or is the fence going to come on the inside?
Yeah, it'll be. All the way on the inside. So I planted all this was planted by me. So it'll run here in the, because I, at first I was going to put it on the outside, but I think the trees add a little added privacy. It's hard to get through. I'm really more worried about either kids, you know, getting through, and honestly, deer. I have a whole family of deer that loves to sit in my yard at night, and I'm a little worried that, you know, 4-foot fence, a deer can jump a 4-foot fence, and so I want to try to keep it, and then it'll run across here to the edge. But if this whole thing will just be, now the pool won't be the entire yard, the pool will be about to here, and then everything will just be paved.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp, if this was considered an actual side yard, would we really even?
If it was, it would be a corner front. It would not be a side yard because the road is there. I was looking at the plot plan for the community, and I think the reason that it is there is the actual plan set forth the setbacks for that property, and it is set back farther. It basically has the 30-foot along Liverpool and then to Oxford Court. So it runs that stretch there. Normally we would see something where it would be a 30 foot on the front, whichever was oriented in the front, whether it's Liverpool or Oxford. And I'm guessing based upon where the way the house sits and the addressing, that it's Liverpool would be considered kind of your normal front. And that the side yard or the corner front would then be the Oxford Court side. And then that would be a 15-foot setback typically. But this site plan, the original plan to create the community did not have that setback. It had a different setback for whatever reason. I don't know if Ms. Norwood has any, think she can chime in on that, but.
Can that be changed? I mean, let's just, for argument's sake, let's say I don't end up moving forward this, or, you know, and I don't build it, but I sell the house here, you know, so somebody else doesn't have to come and do the same thing. If we're saying that it's, what I'm hearing is it's not really zoned correctly.
It would require a bigger lift. They would have to go back through commission.
Oh, yeah, it would require a site plan, like a subdivision plan approval going, an amendment going through the planning commission. That's the entire community, so. Yeah.
Is that considered one lot, then? One combined lot?
What do you mean?
That is his entire lot? I know he said he bought that.
Oh, yeah, that's that. If you look on the original plan, it's lot 133 on the original plan. So, no, it's all one lot. It just is a different size and shape than the other lots in that neighborhood. At least from the plan I'm looking at. I did have a question for you, Mr. Russo. In looking at the site plan that you provided to us, the one from October the 10th, it looks like there's a fairly large gap between where your property line ends and where the road of Oxford Court and Liverpool Lane are. Is that, am I reading that correctly?
Yes. So the property, it's the survey, I don't know, doesn't really mark it as well as it should. It's probably 15 feet, maybe 10 feet from the actual road to the property line. When I put those trees in, I didn't measure it exactly, but the goal was to really, you know, mark my property off, you know, from where it was. But now that they did the survey, it's actually probably 3 to 5 feet further out. We're having trouble finding the actual mineral spikes, but I have it marked off now.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like the road's kind of curve in a direction that doesn't run parallel to the property line, so whatever that gap would be would would kind of vary depending on what point you're using.
Exactly, it changes, because yes, it curves, you know, Oxford Court is that way, you know, and mine faces Liverpool.
The one thing, I was looking at your plan that showed the drawing of the pool, I should say, and I noticed it was, at its closest point, appears to be 15 feet from your property line, but it is a little bit of a distance from the house. Had there been any thought about moving it closer to the home?
Yes, but it will be, that drawing kind of is, it's not exact. It's gotten a little bigger. So there's going to be paver patio, you know, from the rear, there's a deck here. This is really the main entrance out. There's a deck that's on the back that walks out. So we want to have enough paver patio here and then, you know, have the spa and move out. So it could be moved a little bit. But like I said, I'm trying to get it as large as we can. Not overly, it's about 18 by 36 right now.
All right, I have no further questions, thank you.
Other questions from the board?
Yeah, could you reduce the size of the pool by a foot or two? I mean, is this a custom pool or is this a...
No, I'm doing it free form on purpose so we can, you know, we can adjust. You know, like I said, it's a back and forth, but the final design isn't done by any means. Yeah, it could be... It could be
18 by 36, you could do 16 by 32 or...
Yeah.
16 by 18 if by 34.
Yes. I'm just trying to make it, like I said, it's, you know, okay, sizable enough so that, you know, it's big enough to fully swim in.
And in the same way, you could reduce the size of the paver patio just slightly, too.
Well, I could, yes. But the goal, again, is to have that fenced area. And I don't want any landscaping inside the fenced area. I don't know about your landscapers, but ours tend to destroy fences, you know, I want to have a lock on that gate, and I don't want them to have to ever come in there. That's part of the reason. So if the pool gets smaller, the pavers are going to get bigger. I really don't, you know, that's just been my idea all along. I don't want to have grass in there that they have to come in and try to cut, because I know they're just going to, you know, wreck the fence or run over whatever's inside.
So then the other area that's kind of the swale-shaped, is that common area to the HOA?
Yes, outside the property line is HOA. However, I installed the irrigation there, actually I put in, so I actually care for that grass because it was kind of stupid that I wasn't caring for it, they weren't caring for it, the grass was dying, so they actually paid me. I put it in and they reimbursed me, but I take care of that grass. I do have one quick question for you. I couldn't find, how long is the variance good for?
So if a variance is approved, the approval is good for up to 2 years.
Okay.
And then, but that means you would have to have the construction completed within that period of time. Once the construction is complete, then it is good until the structure is no longer there.
Okay.
Unless the board were to put a condition.
Only there's a chance that I may not start it. Not, you know, it may end up being a project for the fall.
Yeah. The code only gives 2 year approvals and then allows for a one year extension that could be sought after.
Okay.
If needed.
Any other questions from the board? Please have a seat in front. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13146? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13146? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move that we approve case number 13146 for Mr. Jason Russo for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property does have a unique condition because the property is a corner lot and has a rather large right-of-way between his property and the roadway, and the exceptional practical difficulty for his pool is placed in a side yard that's not conforming to side yards. It's being constituted as a front yard. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of this property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, again, because of the side yard versus a front yard discrepancy. The variance will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. This variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification to the regulation at issue. I will put on a stipulation, if I could, that when we build the pool, we try to make it as small in the footprint as we can, whether you're putting pavers in or not. But if we shrink that down at least 2 feet instead of the 18 by 36, we can go into like a 34, so you're not using so much of the area.
I'll second the motion.
For vote, Mr. Levenguth, is that the same variance approval? It's just a smaller pool?
Smaller footprint.
Okay, so he's seeking a 15-foot variance from a 30-foot side yard or 30-foot front yard setback, and your testimony is that the pool needs to be no bigger than how big?
34 instead of 36.
Okay, so it needs to be a 2-foot. Are we saying that the modification, does the variance now need to be 13 feet rather than 15 feet?
Yes.
Okay. So what you're saying is you would approve it with a modification that the variance be 13 feet rather than 15 feet.
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Kingery, do you second that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. Levenga?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13146 has been approved. With the modification, as so forth.
That's correct. No, no, because it would be the variance is from the setback. So, so you were going to be 15 feet from it. Now what we're saying is you have to be 17 feet away from the property line rather than 15. No, but it's not how far you are from the property line, it's the variance from what the setback requirement is. So you're going to be less non-conforming than what you were seeking. You're going to encroach less into it. So you need to be no closer than 13 feet or 17 feet away from the property line at the closest point. Is that right, Mr. Levenguth?
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next case,